KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking some high school sports from last night, there were a few games played last evening in Hawkeye 10 Conference boys basketball. Shenandoah beat Red Oak 63-53. St. Albert down Thomas Jefferson 53-41. In boys Western Iowa Conference play, Trainer over Logan Magnolia 65-29. In the corner conference, it was East Mills over Essex by a final of 58-26. In girls basketball last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Red Oak defeated Shenandoah 42-29. Thomas Jefferson over St. Albert 61-35. Girls Western Iowa Conference play saw Trainer beat Logan Magnolia 51-20. Corner conference, it was East Mills over Essex 45-35. All other games around the area postponed last night. In men's college hoops, Admiral Schofield had 20 of his 24 points in the second half as number one Tennessee tied its school record with a 15th straight victory, 92-70 over South Carolina last night. It took overtime, but number three Virginia outlasted number 23 North Carolina State, 66-65. Number nine North Carolina had a 20-5 run down the stretch to win 77-54 over Georgia Tech. Texas ended a 10-game losing streak to number 11 Kansas, posting a 73-63 win over the Jayhawks last night. Number 21 Maryland ended a 2-game skid with a 70-52 rout of Northwestern. Also, number 18 Buffalo cruised to an 83-59 win over Ball State. And number 24 Wisconsin, 62-51 over Nebraska last night. The Iowa State women raced out to a 10-0 lead at the outset as they cruised to a 105-66 win over Texas Tech in Hilton Coliseum.
We didn't practice very well yesterday, and our shoot-around today was a little bit lacking a little bit of normal focus. I challenged our seniors. We want to decide if we want to contend, we want to pretend. What do you want to do? And I thought they did a great job.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fenley. Bridget Carlton had 27 points, and Kristen Scott had 22 on 8 of 12 shooting. The Cyclones improved to 6-3 in Big 12 conference play with that win last night. The 20th-ranked Iowa State Cyclone men's team takes a 4-3 record into tonight's game at home against West Virginia. ISU coach Steve Prohme says the key against the Mountaineers is always handling their strength and their size.
You know, defending the paint, defending the dribble, and finishing plays. Excited for this week, excited to get back in front of our fans, and I'm sure it'll be a great atmosphere.
Normally a contender in the Big 12, the Mountaineers are having a down year. They're 1-6 in the league race. Prohme says they're not pressing as much, but they remain a solid defensive team. Two of the teams tied for second place in the Missouri Valley standings collide in Des Moines tonight when Drake hosts Illinois State. The Bulldogs have won 4 straight and host a Redbird team that's also 5-3 in the Valley.
They're really talented and certainly played well in their win over Indiana State. And will be a big game for us when they come to the Knapp Center on Wednesday.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries, who says Illinois State is well-balanced. Drake is 16-5 overall, Illinois State 12-9 on the season. Northern Iowa closes out the first half of the Missouri Valley Conference race tonight with a visit to league leader Loyola. UNI coach Ben Jacobson says this Rambler squad is similar to the one that made a run to the Final Four last year.
Other than the three guys that graduated and the new guys that you put in for them, in terms of scheme and what they're trying to get, they look a lot the same. The personnel differences, of course, would be what they are. But as a group, they look a lot the same.
Jacobson says a concern is matching up with 6'9 center Cameron Crutwig. Jacobson says Loyola's made a lot of progress defensively. UNI comes in 4-4 on the season in the Valley, while Loyola is 6-2 heading into tonight's contest. In football news, AHSTW High School's Brayton Tuma announced late Monday that he'll continue his academic and football career at Northwestern College in Orange City. Tuma was a strong contributor to a Viking squad that finished as a Class A runner-up this season. Tuma finished his senior season at wide receiver with 30 catches for 589 yards and 6 touchdowns. On the defensive side of the ball, Tuma had 46.5 tackles and 4 interceptions at defensive back. Tuma chose Northwestern over a number of other recent offers from area schools like Grandview, Upper Iowa, and Peru State. Well, the NCAA Football Rules Committee later this month will consider changing the overtime format. The goal is to make it less likely for games to go beyond two extra possessions for each team. Among the more radical ideas set to be discussed is going to a two-point conversion shootout after teams have played two full overtime possessions. The current format, implemented in 1996, gives each team possession at the opponent's 25-yard line and then repeats the process until one team has outscored the other. After two possessions by each team, the offense must try a two-point conversion instead of kicking an extra point after a touchdown. The Rules Committee will also consider eliminating point-after-touchdown kicks in overtime, forcing teams to go for two on the very first possession. In NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs are planning more than $10 million in upgrades to Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs announced that the renovations will include a modernization of the AeroVision scoreboard, along with waterproofing and new seats with cup holders in the stadium's upper deck. The work could begin next week. The Kansas City Star reports the Chiefs are paying for the work, but they can ask in the future to be reimbursed by the Jackson County Sports Complex Authority. The Green Bay Packers are bringing back Luke Getsy, this time as their quarterback's coach, to work with Aaron Rodgers. Getsy spent four seasons on former coach Mike McCarthy's staff before leaving to become Mississippi State's offensive coordinator and wide receivers coach last year. The Chicago Bears have hired Mark DeLeon as inside linebackers coach. DeLeon spent the last six seasons on Andy Reid's staff in Kansas City, and he worked with Bears coach Matt Nagy from 2013 to 2017. DeLeon worked with Pro Bowl linebackers like Derek Johnson, Tom Bahaly, and Justin Houston in Kansas City. Houston set a franchise record with 22 sacks in 2014. In baseball news, infielder Freddie Galvis and the Toronto Blue Jays have agreed to a $5 million one-year contract. He had .248 with 31 doubles, 5 triples, and 13 homers for San Diego last year, playing in all 162 games for the second straight season. Edgar Martinez finally got to celebrate his Hall of Fame election on Tuesday in the place he called home for his entire career. Martinez spent last week being honored on the East Coast with a whirlwind of commitments. The Mariners couldn't wait to revel with Martinez in the Pacific Northwest. Martinez was back in Seattle on Tuesday, walking into T-Mobile Park on a red carpet to be honored by the only franchise that he ever played for. Sandy Alderson is returning to the Oakland Athletics as a senior advisor to baseball operations after previously working 17 seasons with the club in various capacities. Alderson led the A's when they won three straight AL pennants from 1988 to 90 in a sweep of the earthquake-interrupted 1989 World Series against San Francisco. And in the golf news, the Waste Management has extended its title sponsorship of the Phoenix Open through 2030. That new agreement was announced by PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan and Waste Management President and CEO Jim Fish on Tuesday at TPC Scottsdale. That replaces a 10-year agreement that started with the 2016 tournament. Waste Management, the title sponsor for the past decade, has diverted 100% of tournament waste to recycling, composting, and reusable energy since 2013. The Phoenix Open is the highest attended tournament on the PGA Tour. They draw over 500,000 fans each year at that tourney. That is a check of sports this morning, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.